Welcome to the Great Loop Radio podcast, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. I'm Kim Russo. I'm the director of AGLCA. And today we are going to be talking about an absolute looper favorite app, and that is Nebo. Stephen Winter from Nebo will be joining us in just a moment. But first, I do want to take a moment to recognize and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Great Loop Yacht Sales, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage our listeners and viewers to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. And speaking of businesses that support the Great Loop, Stephen Winter with Nebo is here. Stephen, thanks for joining me.
Thanks very much, Kim.
Yeah, we really enjoy our partnership with Nebo. And as I said in the intro, Nebo has really become a looper favorite and a must-have app for the Loop. So we want to dive into that today because we know some of our newer members or some of our soon-to-be loopers don't really know about Nebo yet. So, but let's just start off a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're coming to us all the way from Australia, so I appreciate you taking some time in the evening to do this with us. But tell us about yourself and your boating background.
Well, thanks, Kim. And certainly the looping community is equally important to Nebo. They're our biggest community on the water, and we love supporting the group. So thanks again for this opportunity. So, yeah, I didn't grow up around boats. I lived near the beach, but never had much opportunity or any inclination to go boating. Certainly my parents weren't encouraging it. But I moved from Melbourne to Perth from the east coast of Australia to the west coast, and the Swan River is just too beautiful not to go boating on. So we took the plunge and bought a half share in a 15-foot runabout. A few years later, I don't know why, but I saw online a beautiful timber cruiser for sale, Saratoga, and it was probably one of those whoops, I wish I hadn't seen that moment, because I was smitten. And a month or two later, we were the proud owners of Saratoga. She's a 60-foot Ed Monk senior motor yacht from Seattle. Some crazy person brought her out to Australia on a cargo ship. We certainly didn't. We bought her in the pen next to the slip next to the one that we're in at the moment. So we sort of went from a maintenance-free 15-foot runabout to a 60-foot wooden cruiser with, it's just a money pit with all the complexities of an old boat. And it's probably the best thing we ever did.
So yeah,
that's how boating goes.
I think it is. And I hear a lot of stories like that where someone just, gets bitten by the bug and goes from a easy small boat to something that's much bigger and much more maintenance. So I think a lot of loopers can relate to that story. But tell us how you moved from a boat owner to running an app that is for boaters. Where did the idea for Nebo come from?
Well, it's really funny actually, because I'm a geologist by trade. So, not really anything to do with the sea, particularly in Australia, out in the desert, chipping rocks. but I got very early on into the computing side of things. Spatial computing is very important in geology and mineral exploration. And we had a business which we sold. And I guess my mind was looking for something else to do. And I took that sort of spatial knowledge and brought it into Nebo eventually. But the whole idea started on the back of Saratoga when I had lost yet another logbook and was starting another logbook. And I thought there must be a way to automate this, to get a really nice log in an automated manner. So that was the aim. And I guess the germ of the idea that made it what it is now, hopefully a successful app, is building into the background a library of geofences. So geofences are boundaries drawn on a map. So you could put a boundary around a marina or a bay, for instance. And we've done that. We've put in about 100,000 geofences now around the world in the key boating areas, and we've named them. So when a boat goes in or out of a marina, they go in or out of the geofence in Nebo, and we can trigger a log event and put that into the log. So we could say, arrived at Green Turtle Bay Marina at 8:36 in the morning, or passed under this bridge at this time. So that framework of geofences in the background is really the secret source of Nevo. That's the key to a lot of what we've built. And I get, so that's the logging aspect. That's what we really started it for, but pretty soon realized that there's a community aspect to Nevo as well. So we started developing some community-based features like chat. So you can chat to other boaters on the water. And it's probably worth highlighting here a key difference really between Nevo's chat and other chat apps like Messenger or WhatsApp or even just SMS text messaging. And that's that Nevo has a spatial component. So if you see a boat up ahead on the map in Nevo, and you're heading to that anchorage, you can tap on the boat and you can chat to that skipper, get their local knowledge, any advice that they've got for you, even if you don't know who that person is. Of course, they could block you if they don't want to chat to you, but that's, you know, we don't find that's a significant component or a significant amount of boaters do that. Everyone wants to help each other. So it's really great if you're coming into an unfamiliar anchorage. You can ask them about the conditions. It's a really popular feature with loopers.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And the social aspect, I think, is what draws loopers to it. And it's what everybody's talking about on the water, is that social aspect. But once you start using Nevo, and you get your first log, you do realize what an effective automated way to log your voyage it is. And that's one of the things I think loopers really love is the side benefit of seeing where they've been, using it for that automated track. But you're also absolutely right. We've used it so many times, and obviously I'm a big Nevo fan myself, and we've got the Nevo Gold plan, which we'll talk about here on the perch. But one of the things that we really enjoy is the fact that we can see where others are, particularly right now where there are so many loopers out there. When we were out on the Erie Canal last year, for example, there's lots of free walls where you can tie up for the night. But of course, there's only a certain amount of space, and we could look on Nevo and see how many people were already there. And then we would always have to remind ourselves, well, those are Nevo users, and not everybody yet is using Nevo. I think all loopers are, but there's of course other boats on the water. But we could tap on one of those boats that was a looper there and reach out to them, chat with them, and say, hey, is there still room? We're 42 feet. Can we come on in? So it's a great way to get that live intel about what's happening ahead of you, which I think is one of the things that loopers love as well. Did we miss anything that it does? I mean, I first heard about Nevo. I think this is kind of a neat story. Herb Seaton, who is a big Nevo fan, is one of our longtime gold loopers, mentioned it to me and, suggested I check it out. And I did. And then Ben Stein, who is another sponsor with Panbo.com, and he's an marine electronics guru. And he said, yeah, it's for real. You should really check this out. And that's kind of where it all started, thanks to those two gentlemen. But I don't think we mentioned that loopers have, if you're a member of AGLCA, your boat is marked instead of just a regular icon. You've got our AGLCA flag, our Burgee, which we so appreciate Nevo very early on being acceptable to you, and you working really hard to make that happen. And more recently changed it. So instead of our logo, we did go to the Burgees, where our members know there's different colors depending on if you have finished the loop, and that's all flowing through to Nevo now. So I know you have other clubs you work with too. Does everybody use it kind of in the similar way to AGLCA, or do some of those other groups use it in different ways?
No, I think they use it in the same way. No one has the quite yet that we've come across the same passion as the loopers. It's certainly something about being out on a bucket list adventure voyage and seeing where other people that are experiencing the same or undertaking the same adventures are at the time. It's a very, very popular feature in Nevo, and if someone's AGLCA Burgee disappears for whatever reason, they're straight onto us. So extremely popular, and we just love it. So it was a great thing, Kim, to move I mean, originally, you know, a couple of years ago, we put the logo on, as you mentioned, but moving to the three-tiered Burgee approach has been fantastic. And certainly, yeah, the members seem to appreciate that.
Yeah, and I should put out also, NEBO and AGLCA kind of sync a couple of times a week with who's a member and what level Burgee they should have. So if you're out there and you are waiting for your Burgee to show up on your NEBO account, make sure that you are using the same email address in both accounts. That's usually the biggest thing if it's not working properly. And then if you have just changed the email addresses so that they're the same, it can take, you know, 3 to 4 days for those to sync up depending on where in that sync cycle. So that's a lot of the questions we get is it's, you know, it's not an immediate. So we're working together on that, but it's not a real time your Burgee changes. So just keep that in mind. That's where we get a lot of the questions from. So I know NEBO has been a free app and it remains a free app, but there are certain upgraded features that you have added on a paid plan. And I want to talk a little bit about what sparked that change, but I think all of us recognize, you know, there really at this point in time are no ads on NEBO. Something has got to support an app that works this well. And one of the ways to do that is, of course, through some paid plans. So I'm assuming that's what sparked the change, but tell us a little bit more about why NEBO decided to add the silver and the gold plan.
No, I mean, you've hit the nail on the head, Kim. You've said it as well as I can, I think. You know, NEBO is a service that requires maintaining. You know, there's lots of servers and lots of fees to be paid and all of that sort of thing. And particularly adding new features, we don't want to stand still. They all cost money. Most feature-rich apps, we've decided to put in membership tiers. So we've introduced a starter plan, which remains free, and a silver and gold tier that progressively add features on top of that. So people can choose where they want to be. They may be happy with the free startup tier, but we think most people, and particularly loopers, we can talk about it a bit further on, will generally go for the silver tier when we've kept the pricing, we hope, quite low. And then many will also go to the gold tier, which builds on the NEBO Link GPS device.
Yes, and I definitely want to talk about the NEBO Link because that is really important to us here on the Perch. But let's talk a little bit about that kind of middle plan, the silver, and what's included in that.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, we really do think we've priced it low so that there's not really a barrier to entry, we hope, for most people. So I think it's for a 12-month plan, it works out at about $4.50 a month. And there's a couple of key features that we probably should talk about because they're of great interest, I think, to loopers. The first one is the TrackMe function. So TrackMe is an easy way to share a link, basically a small web page that shows your location. And if you're underway, it shows you your track and the speed and the weather and so forth. And it's fantastic to share with people back home, friends and family. In fact, Kim, if it's all right, I might just read out an email that I literally received yesterday, and I will not change a single word. So this comes from someone in the Pacific Northwest, an ex-looper, and it goes like this. I don't know if I told you, but I gave out my tracking link when I was doing the loop, and I had a whole lot of people that would check on me first thing in the morning, and some checked several times per day. I would get phone calls along the way asking about places I was passing. Hey, what's that big building on your left? And so forth. And I lost a gearbox on my boat in Lake Huron, one of the Great Lakes. And I had people checking on me because I hadn't moved for a few hours. So yes, I'm a believer. And really that's what NEBO is all about, you know, the logging the journeys, keeping the memories and helping people out on the water. So I think that was a great call out for the TrackMe feature, which comes in silver. There's another killer feature for loopers that we knew would be very popular because it was asked for many times. So, and that's the date range report. So as well as the daily logs and the monthly summary reports that NEBO delivers to you, if people aren't familiar, NEBO gives you a daily log at the end of each day, summarising your, or showing in great detail, actually, your journey for that day. And then each month, a summary of all of the voyages that you've taken in that month. But of course, loops last much longer than a month, and people like to see the whole loop in one report. So punch in the start date that you started the loop, punch in the end date when you finished it, and Nebo will now produce for you a map showing the whole of your looping adventure. Of course, you can do it in seasons or any particular dates that you like. So works really nicely, and it's very popular, particularly with loopers.
Yeah, that's been really interesting. I've loved that feature, both of those features, actually. But this summer, we're cruising the Tennessee River, which is kind of a side trip to the Great Loop. But I can punch in a date range just for this particular piece, because if I put in a wider date range, it's a little bit hard because we've backtracked mm-hmm. some and, you know, taken some mm-hmm. different paths. So I love seeing my whole loop. But I also love that I can take a section, you know, if we were doing a side trip and see just that. And it's great to share with family and friends, because you are getting a visual look on a map. That's exactly what Nebo is delivering to us, is a picture on a map of where we've been. So over the years, loopers have come up with some different tools to do that kind of thing, but none of them is really smooth or really easy. And this makes it super easy. The TrackMe link, we have a lot of members who still have parents at home who are aging and want to partake in this with them, want to be able to check on them, see where they are. But actually downloading and using an app is more than some of their, you know, parents in their 90s are willing to do. And the TrackMe link is just very simply a regular web link that they can just click on and it opens in a browser. So super simple for people to follow you without downloading a thing or starting an account for anything. So you're right. Those are two really popular features with loopers.
Yeah.
Anything else with the silver plan you want to mention?
Just on the TrackMe one, people have also been embedding it within their blogs if they're maintaining a blog of their journey. So that's quite a useful thing too. I think just mentioning the Burgees again, they're a very popular feature. So a couple of key things for AGLCA members. Firstly, the AGLCA Burgees are private. So if I'm not a member of the AGLCA, I will not be able to choose to fly the AGLCA Burgees. That's really important. The only way you can get an AGLCA Burgee is via that syncing mechanism from the AGLCA database. So private Burgees. As you mentioned, Kim, we sync a couple of times a week to get across effectively the email of the member, and then match that with the email that's recorded in Nebo to assign the Burgee. And it's not just the white Burgee, we also bring across the tier of the gold and the platinum. And that's all the information. There's no other information from the AGLCA membership database that we get access to, just the email, which people have already entered into Nebo anyway. It's also worth mentioning, Kim, I think, you know, the relationship between the looping community, the AGLCA, and Nebo is pretty tight. We clearly like to support each other, and we've allowed the AGLCA Burgee to be displayed even if people are on the free Nebo Starter membership tier. Now, no one else can do that, only AGLCA members. Everyone else in the Nebo communities, they need to get to Silver if they're particularly keen on flying a Burgee. One other thing to mention, I think, is the Voyage Analytics page that we've put into Silver. It displays a whole lot of funky graphs and stats for a given date range. So it's great to visualize there how you've been using your boat, how often you've been using it, or in my case, how little I've been using it. So yeah, we think that's another key feature as well.
Yeah, definitely. Let's take a break and play a message from one of our sponsors. And when we come back, I do want to talk about the gold plan, which comes with the Nebo link device, which kind of makes the whole thing a little bit more seamless. So we'll cover that and we'll be back in a moment.
Good morning, loopers. Many of you are probably already cruising in southeastern waters, and that is where the Salty Southeast Cruisers Net focuses all of its efforts to help you enjoy your time on the water. So as you prepare for the next leg of your journey and as your resource for accurate, timely, and useful information, we want to invite you to use and add your knowledge to the wealth of information that's available through the Cruisers Net in its directories for marinas, bridges, and anchorages, as well as the latest fuel prices in your area. Our mission of Cruisers Helping Cruisers, may we invite you to help those following in your wake by sharing with us your cruising experiences. Thank you. Have a great day.
Green Turtle Bay Marina and Resort has consistently been voted a must-stop by loopers. It has earned the coveted five-anchor designation from Quimby's Cruising Guide. This full-service marina features over 450 slips. They are located at mile marker 31.5 on the scenic Cumberland River. Green Turtle Bay is a proud commander sponsor of AGLCA, so join them and find your waterway of life.
We are back on the Great Loop Radio podcast. My guest today is Stephen Winter. Stephen is with Nebo, and we are talking about Nebo, which is a absolute must-have for loopers. Stephen, you know, because we've discussed it, that a lot of loopers this fall have been bunched up in the Chicago area waiting for some locks to open. And it has been really cool to zoom in, open the Nebo app, and this is how it works. We open the Nebo app. I'm sitting here in Tennessee, but I can zoom into Chicago and, you know, see 100+ boats sitting there, which is probably more than I've seen in any one place, including our rendezvous, which are usually where there's a big pileup of loopers, but lots in and around Chicago. So it's really neat to be able to do that and see visually on a map where loopers are, and it's easy to find them because of those burgees. So, you know, I think that's what draws people in, is that visual look at where other loopers are and being able to communicate with them. But I tell people regular Nebo is so much more than that. And as you said, it was originally kind of envisioned as an automated logging app, which it does very well. But the social features are, I think, what really draw people in. Let's talk a little bit about Nebo Link. That's what we have here on the perch. In fact, we loved it so much on the perch, we put another one on a little runabout we had at home, mostly so when my teenage kids were taking the boat out, it turned out when they would break down, we could find them more easily to go tow them back. But it's really kind of a neat device because it makes the whole thing seamless. So tell us a little bit about, you know, when it came to you that this app could be accessed by your smart device, but also there could be an automation to it attached to the boat itself.
Yeah, so really, I think we realized that we needed, or we'd like to have a device that automated voyage starting and stopping when we were doing some work with a charter company in Croatia. So they were a really great company to work with. We did a lot of prototype testing with them. But we soon realized that people on a holiday will forget to start and stop their Nebo voyage. You know, that's not the first, it's not the main thing on their mind. And certainly, when any boater is, you know, leaving a dock or weighing anchor or dropping the anchor, starting and stopping something on an app is not really what they need to be thinking about. So we would find that people would be forgetting to start logging their voyage in Nebo or forgetting to stop, and, you know, we'd track them to the supermarket or to the bar accidentally on land because they stopped. Hadn't remembered to stop their device, and we don't want to do that. So the Nebo Link device came about because of those issues. So it's a small little black box. It's got a GPS in it, an accelerometer, some other technical wizardry, and importantly, a SIM card that comes with it. So when that's installed on your boat, and it's a really easy install, it's a red and a black wire to your DC circuit, it will detect when the boat moves and will start logging a voyage. And when the boat stops moving, it'll stop logging a voyage. And that's really, I guess, the silver bullet about the Nebo Link. It's the, well, actually, the gold bullet, I guess, because it's part of the gold.
Right.
That was terrible. there's some other advantages to the Nebo Link, but the key thing is that automated starting and stopping of voyages. There is, it's got the SIM card built in. You don't need to be worrying about the data plan on your phone. It doesn't matter if you leave the phone down below or you drop it overboard. The Nebo Link will continue to log your voyage regardless, and it'll all get to your phone afterwards. So there are some other benefits as well. You'll get movement alerts, which is good if your boat's being stolen. But one key feature that I use all the time as well is that it will monitor the voltage of the battery bank that you've connected it to on your boat. So I've connected ours to our house bank, and when, say, the shore power drops out, the voltage goes down, I get an alert directly to Nebo. I can configure the threshold that triggers that alert. So that's really useful and also quite a popular feature of the Nebo Link device. So in terms of pricing of the device and how it works with the gold plan, the easiest way to think about it is you purchase the Nebo Link device. It's $149 currently. And then there needs to be a subscription in place to manage that service going forward, including all of the data transmission and that sort of thing. And that's effectively what the gold tier membership in Nebo is. So Nebo Gold allows you to connect the Nebo Link device, and it costs about $8 a month on an annual plan at the moment.
And as I said, that's what we have aboard the Perch. You're 100% correct that you are doing so many things when you're getting ready to get underway that starting the app often is forgotten by members. And before we started the loop and before we had Nebo Link, we would often forget if we were just out for the day. And, I think when you're just out for a day, if you forget to start it and you don't get your log, it's disappointing, but it's not, you'll get over that. I think the difference when you start your loop is that if you don't get the log for the day, again, disappointing. But what's really noticeable is at the end of your loop, if you have a plan where you can put that date range and you're missing days, you will have gaps there. And it's so fun to see where you were and not have those gaps. So really the seamlessness of all of it is what makes the Nebo Link, really, in my opinion, something you don't want to loop without. The loop is a really social trip, and seeing where everyone is and being able to contact them and finding your friends and is really such a big part of it. And it's not even necessarily an effort to travel with them, but someone coined the term loop frogging, and it's you're leapfrogging boats. You may see somebody in the Chesapeake and not see them again until the Great Lakes. But on Nebo, if you're looking who's around, you can see those friends that you maybe haven't seen in months that you met along the way. So it really just adds something to the socialness that already the loop has. So, Stephen, thank you for the Nebo app. It is extremely helpful. It's really been something that loopers have enjoyed. And we certainly understand the need to add some charges for some of these, particularly in light of the fact that you do provide support when something doesn't work right. And how many apps are out there that there's just no way to contact anybody if something goes wrong. So we appreciate having that availability. You do a great job with the support as well. So thanks for that.
No
What's
problem.
next for Nebo? As you continue with the adding some features perhaps, or what do you see coming up from Nebo in the next year or so?
Yeah, so I think busy times, Kim. There's some features we're adding. Some of them we've been talking about for too long, but hopefully we're in the process of adding them now. And I think there's features across ones that will be of benefit to individual skippers and ones that will be of benefit to groups like the AGLCA. So one that we've been talking about for a long time, which we think will be quite popular, is the anchor alarm that will go with the gold-based tier. So it will be hooked to the effectively to the Nebo Link device. So we think there's a great opportunity to build a nice anchor alarm around the Nebo Link device because it's always on the boat. There's some things we need to work out, but you'll effectively be able to, just turn it on, say that's where I'm anchoring, do the normal sort of radial type boundaries, and if you go outside, you'll get an alert. So you can take your phone to the bar to go shopping or whatever you're doing, and knowing that with the Nevo Link running on the boat, you'll get an alarm. Yeah, we've been talking about it for a long time. Hopefully we're close to firing the gun on that feature. For groups, and I know, Kim, you and I have been talking about the best way to handle groups in Nevo that will suit AGLCA members. We think we're getting towards beginning that path as well, and we're planning to build groups automatically behind the scenes based on the burgees that people either have assigned to them automatically via the AGLCA, or people that choose them through their yacht clubs and that sort of thing. So we'll be using that, we think, as the mechanism for the groups, and then we'll build in things like leaderboards, group-based notifications, perhaps that sort of thing. We're also very keen on building on the spatial aspect of messaging. You know, we talked before about being able to tap on a boat that you see up ahead and then talking with that person. We think we can do things like that, but a bit smarter. So, for example, if you're at a marina and you want to invite people to docktails, you could put a message out to all the members. So you could say, oh, you know, just the AGLCA members that happen to be in Green Bay Marina, and they will get a broadcast message inviting them to docktails. I think another, perhaps, I mean, that's a very social aspect, but perhaps a more, another useful way of thinking about that one would be if you're underway and you need a spare part or some expertise, you could put a message out to everyone within 5 nautical miles that might have some expertise in marine electronics, or they might have a spare float switch for the bilge or something like that. So we think that will add a lot of, well, add another dimension to messaging and just community support within the groups.
Yeah, and I think that is helpful for loopers. So I think people will be excited about that. I know it's a feature that I've thought, wouldn't it be nice if, as I've been, sitting in a marina with 20 other looper boats and individually messaging them to try and organize docktails or something similar, to be able to do it all at once would be very nice.
Yeah, I think having the burgee system now working nicely in place, I think we can build on that to do those groups. A couple of other things we're looking right now at scoping up a document locker to hold things like insurance papers and manuals and things like that that you might need when you arrive at a marina or somewhere else, that sort of thing. And we're really keen to get a maintenance logging component in there as well, with reminders about maintenance events, and storing receipts of work that's been done on the boat. So,
excellent. Yeah, those all sound like exciting features.
Good.
Yeah. Well, Stephen, again, thank you for the app, but thank you for joining us today to share some of the details. Where can people go for more information about Nevo and the different plans available?
So the website, nevo.global, will help a fair bit there, I think. That's the place to go.
Excellent. Nevo.global is the website. Stephen Winter, we appreciate our partnership with Nevo, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much, Kim. It's been great.
Yeah. Thanks to everyone who's watched or listened today. We'll be back with another episode of the Great Loop Radio podcast next week. Until then, safe cruising.